I could spend every one of my hours during my day doing something that makes a lot of money.
Right.
That sucks all of the joy out of my life, but I make good money. Or I could actually bet on myself.
Yeah.
Take a chance at what I'm really good at and figure out a way to make a living doing what I'm really passionate about.
You're now experiencing the AJ Nashville Podcast. Real people, real problems, real success stories.
Hey guys, Alex here, AJNashville.com. Have a special guest in today, Peter from, I'm horrible at last names, man. I'm sorry. Peter from Treehouse Media. Yep. Peter, I'll let you introduce yourself. No one can do it better than you.
All right. My name is Peter Hartzell, not Hartzell. Our friend Sean Kaplan a lot of times calls me Hartzell.
That's what I would call you too.
That's all good. Yeah. Peter Hartzell, Treehouse Media.
Yeah.
Peter at treehousemediaco.com is my email address. And of course, treehousemediaco.com awesome. Is my website.
Awesome. All right. So we're going to talk about a couple of things. We've had the great fortune of working together already.
Yeah.
And kind of discussing some things in the background as far as, you know, what's consisting of this podcast and everything else. And there's one thing that you extended help with, and that's some of my podcast production. It's kind of one of the things that I get hung up on when it comes to putting something creative together. It's like I can put the content out there, but I can't put the podcast itself, you know, the pieces, the pieces sure. of the puzzle, the border of the puzzle, if you will. So before we jump into what it is you're really good at, mm-hmm. I do want to talk about where it is you started. That's kind of how the show direction goes all the time. I understand that prior to doing what you're doing now, you were into a logistical sort of, well, I'll let you explain it.
Yeah. Before we started Treehouse Media, I was in trucking. I was a freight broker. Mm-hmm. Before that, I was in marketing. My background actually is in marketing and creative stuff like that. But I was doing freight brokering, creative stuff on the side as kind of a freelance, what I was really passionate about, you know, as it usually is, our day job is usually not what we're passionate about. Mm-hmm. And making really good money doing freight for a while. Then I got to a point where I kind of hit a brick wall. Mm-hmm. And not only in freight, but also in realizing that, you know, like when I was up in my office, I remember the day really well. I was up in my office working on some freight project. My wife came and actually ended up, I was working on this logo for a friend for like $25. Mm-hmm. And my wife came up and she's like, you realize you're like making $25 on this project and you could probably make like $500 in the same amount of time it's taking you to do this logo.
Right.
And she's like, why don't you just do what you're passionate about and figure out a way to make a living at it?
Yeah.
And that was really the impetus of starting Treehouse Media, was my wife encouraging me to do what I'm really passionate about.
Right.
And she was kind of like, man, I'm kind of tired of you being a drag around the house. Like, you're not happy.
Yeah.
And you're making us miserable, frankly, you know.
She's like, fix it.
Yeah. I'm sick of being around you. When you're not happy, nobody's happy.
Right.
And it's, man, to have a wife that's like encouraging like that is such a blessing. And she's been like number one super supporter mm-hmm. along the whole journey. But it all had to start with realizing, like sometimes for me, it was about realizing that I could spend every one of my hours during my day doing something that makes a lot of money.
Right.
That sucks all of the joy out of my life, but I make good money. Or I could actually bet on myself.
Yeah.
Take a chance at what I'm really good at and figure out a way to make a living doing what I'm really passionate about.
Well, and you're also making a living doing something that allows other people to bet on themselves.
Absolutely.
I mean, let's face it. When someone has you put together, you know, whether it be podcast work or storyboarding or advertising, whatever it may be, they're asking you, hey, do me a favor. I really want to do this, but I just don't know how. You know, take myself for an example. I told you, I'm like, man, I hit a wall when it comes to what to put in for content. Like I can speak the content. I just can't type it. So that's where you come in with that expertise and being able to say, okay, I know the message that you're trying to deliver. Here's the avenue we're going to take in order to deliver that message.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and that's something we see this a lot. We see the people who they say, hey, I want to do video, or hey, I want to do audio. I want to do a podcast. You know, that's something that's big and up and coming now. Mm-hmm. People are, there's podcasts everywhere and people just don't know how to get there. What is it that I'm going to do a podcast about? What's my brand going to look like? What's my logo going to look like? And so that's where you kind of step in and help people, correct?
Yeah. I like to tell people, and also shout out to Jim McCarthy for helping me clarify my messaging, but I like to tell people I help companies look good. Right. I help companies look better.
Right.
So that may be a podcast. Mm-hmm. You may have a face for radio. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's a podcast, right. not video.
That's why I do podcasts.
That's right. Or, you know, video content may be something that you really have an affinity for, but you just don't have the time, expertise, or, you know, bandwidth to do it. Or you just need someone to kind of stand with you and say, right. hey, listen, you can do this and I'm here to help. A lot of times I found that people that want to do more content, they want to build brand awareness, they actually have everything they need to do it. Mm-hmm. They just need someone with them along the way. That's what a producer does, is a producer pulls out the gold in someone and says, hey, you've got this. I'm here to help pull it out of you.
Right.
And you may have all of the ability in the world. Like you've got this killer setup. Mm-hmm. You've got the ability to record a great podcast. You've got great content.
Right.
But then you hit the wall when it came to actually the next step of putting it out.
Right.
And so having another person in there that can say, hey, I can take that piece for you. Mm-hmm. Actually, it frees up your, even if it doesn't free up, maybe it frees up like an hour of your week.
Right.
But that hour actually means a lot to you because it's not just the hour. It's the mental drain that puts on you of knowing I've got to do this and this and this and this to actually get it out.
Right. And most people don't realize, you know, recording a podcast isn't just like, hey, I came up with some content. I'm going to put it down. I'm going to put it on wax, as they used to say. It's also coming up with a subtitle, coming up with a title, coming up with this is what this podcast is about. And that's the wall I hit. Mm-hmm. You know, I can speak for days, but if you tell me to write down what it is I just told you, mm-hmm. I've got writer's block, you know?
Yeah.
So I do have a question for you because we all have this, and that's our ideal client. You know, the person that you're looking at and you're saying, you know what, this is the person I want to work with. This is the reason why I quit my 9-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. What does that person look like?
That's a great question. First of all, when I meet someone, when I'm talking to prospects, when I'm talking to people that you know, maybe I've already established a relationship or maybe it's been a referral, the first thing I always ask is, tell me your story. Mm-hmm. I want to know what it is that makes you unique, what makes you tick.
Right.
Our friend Greg Pease, mm-hmm. We did a video with him here actually in the office. And when I first reached out to him, he was a referral from some friends that, you know, they said, hey, I think you guys would be a good fit for each other. And so I sat down with Greg and I said, hey, tell me your story.
Right.
And then I was able to kind of condense that story, actually with your help kind of producing, Greg, because you know Greg as well, mm-hmm. to create a video that really showcases his deep why. He's in real estate.
Yeah.
But he's not just in real estate because he wants to just get super rich and retire.
Sell houses.
So yeah, he's in real estate because he wants to help people with trauma transition, deal with post-traumatic stress syndrome and guys coming home from war, wounded warriors, things like that. That's something that's a story I want to tell. And that's something that I want to be a part of. So let's find out what your story is. What's your why? What's the thing that makes you unique? And then what's the best way to tell that story? What is the best medium for that story? Is it mm-hmm. going to be a podcast? Is it going to be, you know, weekly vignettes on, you know, social media? Is it going to be a longer format video series? Is it going to be just imaging for social media, things like that? My ideal client to your question would be someone that has all of the pieces in place, someone that knows that they need to be doing more with their content. And like we just talked about a minute ago, they've hit a wall where, you know, they just need support. They need someone that can take their idea and actually make it fly.
Right.
And I do some work with startups and also with nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times those are the kinds of people that need a lot of content because they're just starting out or they don't have a big budget.
Right.
And I love helping people starting out. I love people helping people in that space. But generally where I can be most effective is if you can tell me in an elevator pitch what your why is, mm-hmm. then I can help you take that story and take it to the next level and help you get more visibility on what makes you unique.
Right, right. No, that makes perfect sense. Like I said, we all have that ideal client. It sounds like you just want to help people get to the next level.
Absolutely.
You want people that have identified that, hey, this is who I am, this is who I was, here's where I want to be,
yep.
and let me go ahead and help you project that. Let me mm-hmm. let me be the amplifier, so to speak, of what it is that you're telling me. You know, the other thing is people, that there's a lot of hesitation. You get people that have the hesitation. I know cost is a factor when it comes to people doing video, doing audio, doing podcasts, any type of sure. production at all. Cost is one of the big factors. But the other factor that I see people is they never take that first step to even pick up the phone to talk to someone like yourself. But beyond those two items, what do you think obstructs most people from saying, you know what, I'm ready to bump this up and start projecting it in loudspeaker in my information, or not information necessarily, sure, but my story?
Fear is a big one. You know, I think that a lot of times, you know, we are always our own worst critic. Mm-hmm. I'm that way too. And especially if you're doing video, you see yourself on camera and you see all the flaws. You see all the things that you think everyone else is looking at.
Except for me. He was looking at you, babe.
Yeah. And I kind of laugh. Like, we all have to be slightly narcissistic to want to be on camera, to want to have a podcast.
Right.
So I think that people that are at a point where they're saying, hey, I know that I need to be doing this. I really want to do this. Mm-hmm. I just need help. Fear is a big one. So, I mean, taking that first step to actually hit record and try doing it on your own.
Yeah.
One recommendation I usually make to people that are kicking around the idea of doing a podcast or doing more video is just set up your iPhone, set up, you know, voice memos, and just record a show on your phone as if you're doing it live.
Right.
And get yourself in the groove of actually doing it, and do that every day or once a week for a little while till you get really comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. And because a lot of times this is the big hurdle most people face when doing anything is actually starting.
Right.
We can plan and plan and plan and plan and talk and talk, oh, and yeah, talk all day long. And then it's like, all right, let's go. Let's actually do it.
We're like, excuse.
Yeah, exactly. And so then you have someone like me that can come in and say, listen, all the excuses you could come up with, I can take right, all that for you.
Right.
So you don't have, so it's not that you're putting down your excuses or there's not a fear thing. It's like, hey, I don't have to have any excuses because all the stuff that I was afraid of is already taken care of.
Right. The other thing is too, is this is kind of like anything else. You know, I compare doing this to like riding a bike. You know, the longer you do it, the more you do it, the more often you do it, the more support you get, the better you are at riding that bike, to the point to where you're like, hey, I can ride the bike with no hands.
With no hands.
Check me out. So, you know, that's the one big thing with podcasting. And you can listen to my early episodes 1 through probably 120, which, yeah, I've only got 160 recorded. But, you know, you can hear the progression and the advancement of in equipment and everything else. And like you said something that I think should resonate loudly with the listener. And that is, take something as basic and as simple as what we all have in our hands and our pockets right now, which is our cell phone, and just start recording. It's the action of just doing it, mm-hmm, you know? There was a guy back in the day, his name was Art Williams. And Art Williams, back in the 80s, he had this seminar that he used to give. And it reminded you of the Nike thing, the just do it. Mm. And he's talking about how, you know, the employee wants to figure this out. And he's like, well, what do I do, Art? What do I do? And he's like, just do it. You know, and he's over and over, just do it, just do it. And that's really all you have to do. So I want to thank you so much for taking time today. Any closing words? This is your Jerry Springer moment. Any closing thoughts?
Man, I think that a lot of people, especially in our culture, there's so much content. There's so much stuff on social media. And so the temptation can be to just try to fill more airspace.
Right.
And you can spend a lot of time. You can spend a lot of money. You can spend, you know, get caught up in the rat race of trying to be seen, recognized, mm-hmm, known. And if you spend all your time and energy on those things, and your motivation behind why you're doing something is kind of misplaced. Right. And the reality is the value that you have to offer is so, so important. And what you have to share is really valuable, really important. But if you can't tap into that, or you can't find that, and you just think, well, if I just create more content, then people are going to find me or see me or hear me, or I'm going to be validated by that. The point in making content and getting yourself out there is not to boost yourself up, but it's genuinely to help others.
Right.
So as a content creator, my job is to help you create content in the way that is going to be the most beneficial for the most people, mm-hmm, and really help you to highlight the benefits the value that you have to provide.
Right.
And so having someone like me on your side is going to take all the stress and all the pressure away. And so I just encourage people all the time, like, before you even talk about creating more stuff or doing more things, first really sit down and figure out, why am I doing this?
Right.
What's this all for? Mm-hmm. And if at the end of the day you can say, I genuinely care about people and I want to help people with whatever you do. Maybe, right, maybe you do needlepoint stitching.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you like my mother-in-law does quilting and mm-hmm. she's really, really good at it. And so there's a lot of people that could benefit from her gift.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And so figuring out how that benefits the most people mm-hmm. and then using video, podcast, whatever kind of content to help other people find out about you. We can have a really cool symbiotic relationship.
Right.
But we don't want to just create content for the sake of content.
Yeah, there's enough content creators out there that are just blah, 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 blah. You know, you've got TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, every podcast in the world. I guarantee the 2000s have been the most microphones I've ever sold.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
Everyone's got a podcast. But, you know, one thing I do want to tap into what it is that you were saying, and then I want to close this up, is, you know, I was talking to my shirt company, the company that makes all my shirts for me. And I was doing some different kind of colors and colors of shirts and everything. And she's like, oh, hold on a second. You removed this one and you want this one. And this is vintage navy. And you said navy. Do you want this or do you want that? And I'm like, just pick it out. Like, I trust you. I'll pay right now. I'll trust your expertise because you have a creative mind. And the creative mind is what it takes to really deliver this and make it happen. I have the mind to execute, to actually create the internal things. I just need someone to bring my vision to life and say, this is what it looks like, you know? And that's what I was looking for in that shirt. I was just looking for, hey, this is what I want to see, which is basically my logo on the front of a toddler shirt. And you pick out the colors, you know, make it easy. And so that's essentially in the nutshell what it is you do.
So good.
I come to you and say, hey, here's my vision. You say, this is what it looks like.
That's awesome.
So awesome. Well, hey, thanks again. I know I was running a little bit late, not too late today.
You're good.
I apologize for that. But thanks again. One more time, just for the people that are listening, the people that stuck it out, how would I get in touch with you?
Peter@treehousemediaco.com is my email, and treehousemediaco.com is my website. I've got a lot of samples of things that I've done in the past. But shoot me an email, and I always do free consultations.
Yeah,
I'll take 30 minutes to sit on the phone with you if you want to do that. You can go to my website actually and schedule a call right now.
Nice.
I have a scheduler on there. You can schedule a 30-minute call with me, mm-hmm. and I'd love to sit down and talk to you about just hear your story.
And you can get out there also and look at one of his pieces of content. If you Facebook Greg Pease, last name is spelled like ship, but backwards. If you look up Greg Pease, you'll see the content that he created for Greg. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's phenomenal. So thanks again for being on the show. Those of you listening, thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the AJ Nashville Podcast. Thank you for your ongoing support. Please subscribe.